Sunday night, end of the day, the Torah, Rabbi Shlomo Weisbach.
There was a family in Eretz Yisrael, I think. I hope I got the story. I only heard it once. It's a good story. So he said there was a family in Eretz Yisrael. Let's call them Wagner. And I used to go out in... he was an average person, didn't have much money, but he used to go on holiday with his mishpacha once a year. He used to have a nice time. So I heard of seven people in the family, two adults. So they planned to go to a certain place. I don't know where they were going to. They went on a certain outing. And they had their lunch, whatever they had. And you know, it's an old story. One of the kids needs to go to the toilet. It's an old story. It happens everywhere. Okay, so they look around where to go to the toilet. There's a restaurant not so far away. So he says, look, let's go into the restaurant. It takes a little moisture into the restaurant. Goes into the restaurant.
Yeah, seven kids.
You hear the story, you see why I told you seven kids. Because he goes to the restaurant, and there's a waitress there. He said, look, I'm really sorry, I apologize. But I tell you the truth, we just come out, we had a little lunch, and my child needs to go to the toilet. Is it possible that I can use your toilet here? So she looks around and says, look, you know what? Yeah, go inside, use the toilet. So he goes with the boy to the toilet, go to the toilet. Kids comes out of the toilet. As he comes out there, the head waiter there, let's call him Rafi. He said, I can't believe you lot, he says, you Orthodox people. You come and use the toilets. I don't understand. You don't bind me here. And you just come and use the toilets. What's going on? He says, actually, I'm coming for a meal, he says to the waiter. So we sit down. So he sits down. He tells his little boy, go out to the car and tell everyone to come inside. So they all pile into the restaurant. They've never had it before. A restaurant, I guess. So he says to the kids there, right, everyone can order one thing from the thing, plus a drink. So everyone orders, look around, chips and everything, order everything. And they're eating, have a good time. The children can't believe it. I've never asked anything like this. I'm Amish. All of a sudden, they come out, one of the waiters comes out with cake and some more drinks. Put it down on the table. He says, I'm sorry, I didn't order this. That's not for me. He said, yeah, that's all right, you can have it. They have it. And when they finish everything, I said, I want to pay. So he asks, can I have the bill? Now the head waiter comes out, Rafi comes out. He says to them, here's your bill. He looks at the bill. No charge. He said, what's going on here? He says, I must tell you something. I didn't know the story, but he says, well, after why I had that flare-up with you, I went into the kitchen, and the waitress who let you come in free came inside and burst out crying. And she says, look, I don't know what to say, but he was very nice, this guy. He didn't want to embarrass me. I was very embarrassed. He did me a big favour. And I thank you. I feel really, really bad. He said, you're a real mensch, you're a real thing. He said, but I owe you money. He said, the poor part, if I have a meal here, I've got to pay you money. He said, I'll tell you something. We've got a policy in this place. We charge for people. We don't charge angels. We don't charge angels. Thank you very much for being so nice. Unbelievable. Don't know if I would do that, but I'm answering this. Right, my boy side. Hilchos Yom Tov. Very, very interesting. Hilchos Yom Tov. So, first of all, the main thing is that, I mean, every Yom Tov is a Yom Simcha, but Shavuot is a very special time of Simcha. We should be very happy on Shavuot, you know that? Day of Matan Torah. We are Yidden, we're going to be very thankful. It's a very special time, we're very thankful. There's a few mistakes people make. Not all the malachas on Yom Tov are allowed, actually. People think it's free for all. There are certain malachas that are not allowed on Yom Tov. Easy. Sorry? All kinds of Moshe, which ones? The Moshe wants to know which ones are not allowed. Generally speaking, Oichel Nefesh generally is allowed on Yom Tov. That's what everyone knows. But not all Melachos of Oichel Nefesh are allowed. For example, the Melachos of Kitzer, harvesting, Disha, threshing, and Ma'amah, gathering, and Sod, trapping. These melachos are not allowed on Yom Tov. You know, to do with Oichel Nefesh, for various reasons Rishonim give, but the Maaseh are not allowed. These melachos are not allowed. What that means, practically speaking, Rabbi Yisai, a person cannot take a lemon on Yom Tov and squeeze it. A person wants to have a tea on Yom Tov, he's not allowed to squeeze his lemon into his tea. That's the melachos of Dosh. So that's not allowed. That's not one of the melachos that I'm not on Yom Tov. Baby wipes, these things are not allowed on Yom Tov. A tea bag, someone uses a tea bag on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to use a tea bag on Yom Tov, no problem with your bishop, no problem, but often they're stuck together, they're two tea bags together. To tear the tea bags is not allowed on Yom Tov. So one has to be aware of what malachas are allowed and what malachas are not allowed.
Nor can you squeeze it in also.
Sorry?
The tea bag, squeeze it in.
But you can't squeeze. Squeezing is not allowed. Squeezing is not allowed in Yom Tov. So malacha, that's not allowed in Yom Tov. Squeezing is not allowed in Yom Tov. So wiping up a dirty table with a sponge is not allowed. That skita is not mutter on Yom Tov to do. You can't do that on Yom Tov. A goy can do it, yeah. A goy can do it if he's doing it for himself. A goy can do it, but you can't do it yourself. The other important thing is that a person may not do malacha on Yom Tov.
Sorry, what's Yom Tov squeezing the
tea bag? Skita. Skita is a malacha. It's not allowed in Yom Tov. Dosh, that malacha, dosh is not allowed in Yom Tov.
It's not like a lemon.
No, it's true. Yeah, that's true.
It's certainly not like a grape.
It's not a fruit. Yeah, it's true. It's still a slosser.
When you're squeezing out something that you put in.
It's like a schmatter. Someone wets a schmatter. You can't squeeze that schmatter out either. You know, you put the water in.
That could be because of a lip.
But let's say it's dirty water. There's no lip on it, let's say. Even that would be awesome. You're not allowed to do it. Okay. Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, you can't do it. Yes.
How
on food, yeah, that's true. Even on Shabbos you can do that. Yes, he's right. If someone wants to squeeze lemon on Yom Tov, what you can do is, he's quite right, you can squeeze onto a sugar cube. That's called abola oichodom. You're allowed to squeeze a juice onto a food and then put it into your tea. That you can do. So that, yeah, well, that's mutter on Shabbos as well. That's nothing to do with Yom Tov. That's mutter even on Shabbos.
So you're not allowed to do
it. Can't do it. Can't do it on Yom Tov. A person can't do malach on Yom Tov either. That's also interesting. For... after Yom Tov. That means a person, let's say Yom Tov is Sunday, Monday, yeah?
Sunday, Monday, Shavuos.
Sunday, Monday, Shavuos, yeah. Sunday, Monday, Shavuos. A person can't do a malach on Monday for Monday night. Not only that, but you can't even do a malach on Sunday for Monday. That means a person's frying schnitzels on Sunday. He thinks, you know what, the Bais, I'm frying 20 schnitzels now. You know what, I might as well do some more. I might as well fry also some schnitzels for Monday.
That you can't do that,
but you're not allowed to do it. You cannot. Sorry?
Before your meal or something.
What? The kavona for the next day is awesome. The Gemara says you don't get malchus if you do it because it's hoil, because the oyuka might come. You don't get malchus. It's awesome, you mustn't do it. It's also zoo. You mustn't do a tirchi yasero. You know it's not being used on Yom Tov. You're doing it for after Yom Tov. You don't need 20 schnitzels on Yom Tov. I mean, that's also zoo. You mustn't do a malacha on Yom Tov for the next day.
That's
a bit better. If it's less tircha, that's already better. It's more quality sometimes. Sorry?
From one yom to the other yom to the other.
What's one yom to the other yom?
The first yom to can you cook for the second day?
No, that's what I'm talking about, friend. No, that's what I'm talking about. But there's a shadi shad seen, as far as I remember. Can you do first day yom tov, it's not going to get to Shavuos, for the seventh day yom tov? The washel, Sukkos or Pesach. Can you do for the first day for the seventh? That's the Shai Shatzin. I can't remember what the Shatzin is, Machriya, whether he allows it. I can't remember what the Shatzin says, but that's the topic of the Shatzin. The Shatzin speaks about, I can't remember what he says. I think it's not allowed, but I don't remember. Yeah? But this is definitely also first day Yom Tov for the next day Yom Tov, that's not allowed to be done. The big question is, the Marshal, what's the word? I'm saying schnitzel is not allowed to do. You can't set the table on Yom Tov. You can't set the table on Yom Tov, first day Yom Tov or second day Yom Tov, that's not allowed to be done. There's a big chiddush with the Chai Odor over here. I must want to read that. I must say I'm a bit stuck on this a little bit. But who knows? We'll see after tomorrow we'll get an answer on this. The Chai Odor got a very big chiddush over here. And the Chai Odor says like this. B'shmini, on the 8th day of Yom Tov, Sukkos, talk about Sukkos, Somer Hashecha, and it's near to dark. It's very dark there in the Sukkah. So it'd be very impractical for him to be able to take things out of the sukkah. He's got his table and chairs in the sukkah. And he knows that on this night, on the night of Shemini Atzeres, he's not eating in the sukkah. So he needs all the tables and chairs back in the house. The Shai is, if he waits till Shemini Atzeres night, where it's very dark, he's not able to bring the tables and chairs in. Yeah? So Chaim says, what should he do? So Chaim says a big chiddush over here. Mutter lefanis b'yoyim la'avi on a basis. The chiddush, you can bring it in already in the daytime. That's on the day of the 7th. With vachle yasadim malayim, you can't massage it till night time. Yeah? Because, now don't forget, what you're doing is, now you're doing mamish l'choy, you're doing hachona. On the 7th day of Sukkos, you are taking in, you're taking, what do you call it?
Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov, you're bringing in, you're taking things on Yom Tov for the night of Yom Tov, yeah? Which is the Hachana. But even so, the Chayodim says you're allowed to do it. The Chayodim says,
that's because it's not, you use it still.
But
But you're not going to use it. You don't intend to use it. But you don't intend to use it. But the Chayyim doesn't say you should do that. Chayyim doesn't say you have to use it. Chayyim doesn't say you have to sit down at the table and use the table. Chayyim says you're not, it's a problem. So he says, in Ashuchah Shoprokim, we see what it means. If the table is made of parts, you shouldn't bring in the legs and put the base on it. Explain to you in a minute what it means. Aber ha-havol, a base, just bringing it into one's house, loy havachon. So the Briyat HaChomis, the Chayyim's got a massive chiddush over here, and the Chayyim is saying that Avada, lechatchila, one doesn't do this. A person could not prepare on one day Yom Tov for the next day Yom Tov. But, says the Chayyim, this sort of hachona, which is a very weak sort of hachona, why is it a weak sort of hachona? All you're doing is moving an item from one place to another. It means you've got, for example, your table and chairs in the sukkah in your back garden, and you want to bring your table and chairs into your house. So really, you're not making something new. You're not doing a major act. All you're doing is transporting one item, which is there, to over here. That, says the Chai Onam, is a very schwache form of achona. It's a very weak form of achona. And if it's a big tircha for a person to wait till the night time, says the Chai Onam, you can do that. Chai Onam carries on, though. It's not always so simple. That's only davka hechash going 18 when you're doing. It's only when you finish something completely doing something. It brings a rag. Forget a rag. I just finished what he said. But he says it's osa. That it's also the chabah sefer Torah with Yom Tov chabah. It means the person wants to on first a Yom Tov. Let's say the gabba realizes they only got one sefer Torah in shul. So can you roll the sefer Torah Moishi on the first day Yom Tov or the second day Yom Tov?
Why can't you roll?
Oh, Moishi wants to know why not. So you're preparing for one day to the next. But on that, the Chai Odom says, Moishi, that you can't do. Why not? He says, he says that's a finished item to do. It's a major achievement from changing a sefer Torah from one day to the next. That's not allowed to be done. Masha Enkin, just bringing an item which you've got from one place to another, where you're not doing a major tirchah, you're not doing anything really, all you're doing is bringing over the chiddush, says the chayot, and that you can do.
Why isn't that the same as setting the table?
Setting the table, I think, also speak about here. Does he speak about it after setting the table? Yeah, that's a tariff. That's what that is. That's a major change. It's you're making something new. When you just transport one thing from one place to another, that's a very schwache thing. When a person sets a table, he's made a whole new thing. It's not just transporting the knife. You've made now the table set. That's a new being. You're right. I don't understand what the chiddush is, but the Maaseh, that's past just a difference. So it's very limited. This Chai Odom is taken very, very limited. You with me? Not really. I can see you're not really. It's like when you set a table, that's... No, when you set... It's a good point what he's asking. When you set a table, you're doing something actually positive. You're now making the table... This table's empty. It's not just transporting. You've done more. You've actually now set the table. When you bring an item from the garage into your house, all you've done is moved an item from one to another. You're right, probably. If you've got your cutlery in the garage and you want to bring the cutlery into your house, that you can do. But to set the table is much more than that. That's doing more of a tircha. That's not allowed. Yeah, it's a chiddush taka. So the ma'aser, that would be enough minutes. The ma'aser, where's it negeya to this? This is very negeya to something in the freezer. Someone has got, for example, meat in the freezer on the first day Yom Tov. And he knows that he wants to eat it on the night of the second Yom Tov. So let's take it here. We've got Sunday, Monday is Yom Tov Moshi, yeah?
Yes.
So Moshi, on Sunday afternoon, he realizes he's left his meat in the freezer. So he thinks to himself, look, I can wait till Sunday night, that's second day Yom Tov, but if I wait till then, by the time it defrosts everything, it's going to take a long time. It'll delay the whole meal a bit of time. That's a big tircha. Says the Chai Odom, based on Chai Odom, it'll come out that you're allowed to take out your stuff from the freezer on the first day Yom Tov or the second Yom Tov. What Rabbi said you have to be careful about?
Does it apply to women?
Yeah. What you have to be careful about, Rabbi said?
Does it apply to ladies?
Boira is the problem. That's not a hazard. You can't do boira on Yom Tov for later. So if the meat is taka mixed up with other meat in the freezer, then you've got a problem. What?
Shabbos, not to do boira.
But not for the next day, my friend. You can't do a melacha for the next day. This heter works for Shabbos as well, by the way. Yeah, it's called for the positive. This heter works for Shabbos as well. So on Shabbos afternoon, if you realize on Shabbos afternoon, for example, your meat in the freezer is going to take a long time to defrost. You're having a meaty meal on Motzah Shabbos, the same heter. According to the Chai Adam, you're allowed to take out.
Anytime.
Oh, so the Chai Adam's got a condition, and the Chai Adam says you could take it out, but it must be that there's enough time on Shabbos to be able to eat it. Means when you take it out.
You can't do it.
Put it in a keli sheni, you can put it in water, mix it in a keli sheni, you can mix it. If it's been cooked already before, your soup. You can mix it with a keli sheni, you can add water to it, but have a bit of water with it. Now, he's right, the Chai Adam's talking about a case of where you take it out in the afternoon, let's say on first day Yom Tov, or second day Yom Tov, but there must be enough time on first day Yom Tov that you could eat it on first day Yom Tov.
You can't take anything out as raw then if you still want to cook in the evening.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you're going to take it, if it's raw and you're not going to, you can't cook it now, then actually you can't take it out. Chai Adam's only matter to take something out which you could actually eat now, so it's not nicker so much you're doing a chona. That we allow you to take out now for later, if you've got a tier to take out later. That means ideally, once you put it in the fridge before Yom Tov, let's say, so one shouldn't have this problem.
It doesn't make sense. You're comparing it to moving a chair to a chair, which is not taking out from a freezer, moving from a freezer to a freezer. What's the difference if it's at 7 o'clock at night?
Because the Chai Adam adds in his condition. When the Chai Adam says it's mutter, I didn't read out the whole thing. The Chai Adam says, so the Chai Adam adds in, you have to bring all this while there's still plenty of time in the day to loy mucha milse. It's not clear to the onlooker that you're doing achana. That means if I see you taking chairs on a Yom Zion or wherever it is, yeah, I think you might need it now. So there's no problem. It doesn't look like you're going the next day. What?
I can't take these out of the night.
Correct. So that's what I'm saying. That's why you stay for the end of the shei. That's why you leave it now. You're quite right. So he's quite right. In order for it to be mutter, this Chai Adam, it has to be that all it is transportation, and it also has to be that if you could use it now, you take it out long enough beforehand that you can use it on the day you take it out. But if for whatever reason you can't use it on that day, then you can't take it out.
What about smoking?
Oh, that's another show. Well, it depends on the text of it. What it is, chad has taken an hour. It doesn't take long to defrost chad, yeah? Meat, to wash, to defrost
frozen soup and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you have to know how long it takes to do.
Yeah,
frozen soup doesn't take so long to defrost. First, you can cook frozen soup. No, but you can put it on too much Shabbos on Friday. So let's say Sunday. Sunday wants to take out the soup on Sunday for Sunday night.
Yeah.
Now, the wash of soup doesn't take long to cook. I mean, it defrosts it. I'm not very good at cooking. It probably doesn't take more than one or 2 hours.
An hour before is also okay.
In that case, there.
Meat as well.
It has to be enough time. I can't tell you.
It'll take about an hour to defrost, an hour and a half. So
if you aim, there's enough time for you to do it, yeah. If there's enough time for you to do it, you can do it. Yeah.
Are the women allowed to?
Yeah, the women also is right. Well, she's quite right. The women can also do it. No, the men and the women in this case, there's no difference. Anyone's allowed to do it.
Shabbos would be completely different.
Shabbos can't do anything. Shabbos is the problem.
Shabbos
the challah, because the challah is the roi to eat. But raw meat, like Chaim said, you can't do. That's no good there, because you can't, on Shabbos you can't do it, because you can't eat it now.
You said Shabbos Yom is the same thing. I can also take out Shabbos Yom.
You can take out on Shabbos Yom. It has to fit with this condition. It has to be that you can eat it now.
So I can take out raw piece of meat, but not afternoon.
No, not raw piece of meat. But you can't eat raw meat, my friend.
Not raw, sorry. Only cooked meat.
Cooked meat. Yeah, cooked meat on Shabbos you could take out if you could eat it.
Now pop it in the oven. I'm
going to
leave it out,
it's going to
be cold.
Yeah, no problem, nothing wrong with
it
being cold.
2-3 hours, so that's
going to
be good.
And however long it takes, that is what you're allowed to do. Okay, that's part one of this, very interesting. Another interesting halacha of Hilchos Yom Tov is, I've been really making a mistake about this, there's a halacha that you're allowed to turn up fire. One of the halachas that are mutter on Yom Tov is Havora. Is it fire? Well, one of the halachas that are mutter on Yom Tov is Havora, making a fire. So you're allowed to turn a flame up on Yom Tov. You mustn't create a fire to start with, you can't strike a match, but to turn up fire allowed you. Turning down a fire is problematic. Kibui is not really a melacha as mutter and yantav. It's very rare that mutter and yantav. It could be, if it's going to ruin the food, it could be, but otherwise not. On the electric appliances, Rabbi say, turning up an electrical appliance, as far as I know, is not allowed. Because when a person turns up an electrical appliance, he is often making a new circuit. That's a new shadow boiner. That's not mutter and yantav. The big mistake people make, turning up an electric oven or electric hob is problematic on Yom Tov, because it's a different melacha. It's not Havora, it might be Havora as well, because it gets red. But besides that, you've got a problem with boiner. If you learn that making a circuit is boiner. Very often, unless Rashi wants to show me, that many of these hobs, when you turn up the knob, what you're doing is, it's not pshat that the circuit passes more electricity around it. Very often, it's a new circuit that starts. If that's the case, you're making a new circuit knob, which is not mutter. So you have to know that's the chayyur problematic. Making a circuit like that could be problematic. Okay, Rabbi, sorry.
Go ahead.